Доброго дня, шановні радіослухачі! В Сіднеї нещодавно проходила виставка «Artists for Ukraine», організована австралійцями, художниками, які надали свої роботи для продажу на користь української благодійної організації «Голоси дітей». На виставці «Artists for Ukraine» в суботу 28 травня було показано також інтерв'ю з австралійським художником, який в даний момент проживає в Києві. Джордж Кітос – це та людина, яка завжди знаходиться в епіцентрі проблеми саме в час її виникнення. Він є художником війни, і в час війни він побував в Афганістані, Пакистані, Руанді, Південній Африці, Сомалі та інших країнах. З ним ви також почуєте голос співачки Хелен Росс, яка разом з Джорджем є в Києві. Ось що вони розповідають. «Скрізь, де ми подорожуємо, ми зустрічаємося з митцями та співаками. Мене вразило, що тут вся країна готова захищатися. Всі хочуть зброю. Вся країна готова битися і померти в боротьбі за свободу. Я такого ще не бачив. Кожен має родича у війську. Це війна за культуру. Окупанти навмисне знищують об'єкти культури, будівлі театрів, музеїв та бібліотек. Так само діячі культури влаштовують доступний їм спротив. Музиканти та співаки роблять концерти для військових, художники малюють. В Одесі, наприклад, сучасні мистецькі роботи про війну роздруковуються та вивішуються на вулицях. Художники, які раніше малювали на мирну тематику котиків або квіти, тепер малюють жахливе сьогодення. Музеї закриті, але художні роботи в роздрукованому вигляді вивішуються в публічних місцях, де їх побачить більше людей, ніж в будь-якому музеї. За кілька тижнів ми разом з іншими художниками організуємо виставку «Мистецтво в час війни». Мені здається, що я в машині часу. Я перенісся в часи Другої світової війни, бо мої улюблені художники в той час через мистецтво боролися з фашизмом. І зараз тут відбувається те саме. Ми також знімаємо фільми про ситуацію тут, в Україні. Один називається «Мистецтво під час війни». Один з відомих українських митців використовував деформований метал для своїх скульптур. Тепер він каже, що вся країна виглядає як його скульптури. Завтра ми поїдемо з ним збирати уламки металу, щоб він із чогось зруйнованого зробив щось красиве. Я відчуваю себе частиною мистецької спільноти тут, і це для мене честь. В Одесі, на Грецькій площі, ми стали частиною виставки сучасного мистецтва на відкритому повітрі, і нашу ініціативу підхопили і продовжують. На відміну від матеріального мистецтва художників, співачка Хелен Росс працює з нематеріальною частиною культури. Коли ми з Джорджем приїхали в Україну, в той час, коли велика маса людей тікала від війни, прикордонники запитали нас, чому ми їдемо у війну, хіба не боїмося небезпеки? Звичайно, ми боялися, але ми хотіли підтримати українців через наше мистецтво. І якщо Джордж мав картини як доказ того, що він художник, то мені, щоб доказати, що я співачка, а не шпигунка, довелося заспівати прикордонникам. Вони плакали. Інша частина нашої діяльності, окрім фільмів та виступів, ми поєднуємо представників культури у світі. Наші друзі, афганські митці, почали слідкувати за українськими митцями. Ця подорож дуже сильно вплинула на нас на емоційному рівні. Я відчуваю себе іншою людиною. Це вражає, коли всі навколо тебе або захищають від нападників, або волонтерять, допомагають іншим вижити. Це заставляє замислитися, що для тебе є бути людиною. І в цій важкій ситуації люди об'єднуються, а не нищать один одного. Найважливіше для відчуття себе людиною – це мати співчуття до інших. Важливо відзначити, що мистецтво має силу. І Путін використовує цю силу для маніпуляції з населенням Росії. Він маніпулює з правдою, він каже їм, що ті всі жертви – то фейк, інсценіровка. Але я була в Бучі, я бачила трупи на вулиці. Я бачила розстріляні сім'ї в авто на мості смерті в Ірпіні. Я відчуваю, що ми знаходимось при народженні нової епохи, епохи об'єднання світу проти цього зла. Ми не відчуваємо себе чужими тут, тому що всесвітньо відомі художники, як Полак чи Кандінський, народилися в Україні, і вони є частиною світової культури, так як і ми. Ми належимо до глобальної країни, країни мистецтва і культури. Ця війна за культуру, за можливість вільно творити і виражатись. Звичайно, є ризик повернутися з місця трагедії з посттравматичним синдромом. Але ні, нас це надихає на боротьбу. Я багато пишу. Це терапія для мене. Як справлятися зі стресом? Мистецтво часто має непомітний, на перший погляд, невидимий ефект. Ефект трансформації свідомості. І це наш внесок у перемогу. І всі навколо нас очікують перемогу. Це відчуття висить в повітрі. Такими словами закінчив свою промову Джордж Гітос.
So today we actually have, this is one of the most unusual artist talks, or one of the most up-to-date talks that you will come to. Because what we've done is, I took some time to interview an Australian artist who's living in Kiev, and that's George Gittos. George is one of those remarkable people who always seems to find himself in the wrong place at the right time. He's a war artist. He goes wherever there has been conflict. He's one of those kind of people that has worked in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Rwanda, South Africa, Somalia, many, many places. So I couldn't believe that when I actually sort of sent him an email in the Ukraine, that he responded. And I've known George for some time, but I thought, I was not sure how the internet was going to be, whether, you know, places have been sort of affected by the war, bombing, whatever. But we have been in constant communication, and last week, well, no, earlier this week, I actually was able to speak with him and record our conversation. So that was really special. Let's just listen to George Gittos. He's talking about how he's operating there.
But so it's not just a matter of me coming and doing art. And then everywhere we go, we meet artists, you know, singers, you know, both men and women, and they all want to pick up a gun. And the very interesting thing is, you know, everyone here wants to fight. That's what's very different about this war. The whole country is prepared to fight and die for their freedom. And every one of them have got some uncle or boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever that said, no, we're fighting for the culture. This is a war about the culture. And you are what we're fighting for. So now, like the singers are going out and singing for the soldiers. And there's a wonderful guy, a bit like a Nick Vickers of Odessa, called Uma. And he's come up with this great thing where he's gone through all the internet and he's found all the artists who are doing art about this war, who started doing a new kind of work as soon as this started. And so what he does, makes these very high quality colored prints and he puts them up around the city. This artist, for example, Victoria, she's only ever done botanical art before, this is flowers, and now she's doing stuff for like Katie Collins. There's another young lady who that's her work, who said that's a soldier carrying some woman who's been raped and tortured by the Russians. And another one who only ever did cats, really kitsch cats with big eyes, and they sold really well. And now she's doing work as tough as Edvard Munch or, you know, Otto Dix. And so Emma realised that, so all the museums are closed, so he's going around and taping these up in places where people gather, like, and more people are seeing them than would ever see them in a big museum. So Emma and I are now working together. One of the tragedies is that in Irpin, which has been completely destroyed, there's this beautiful gallery, a gallery and theatre called the House of Art, a bit like your art house. And the Russians, there's no reason, there's no one in there taking cover. The Russians just destroyed it. They've targeted galleries and museums and theatres, every theatre known to the arts, particularly targeted the arts. So in a couple of weeks, Uma and I and a couple other people, we're bringing together a big curated show. It'll be on more or less parallel, like your show. And I feel like I've gone back in a time machine to a lot of my favourite artists, naturally, people like George Groves and Max Beckmann and Katie Colbert, who did work against the Nazis, and Hitler called them degenerate. And
Nazis, of course, yeah.
Yeah, and this is like going back in time machine to see that kind of work being created. And I've shown it to Mayan Beckmann, Max Beckmann's granddaughter, and, you know, raised her eyebrows. She's saying, well, this is it. And, you know, some of these artists, I'm sure their work stands up to anything that the Germans did. So, so it's an amazingly responsible job that I'm doing. Plus, we're making our own films and we're doing our art. And we're making two films here. One we're doing, which is wild and expressionist, and it's like my films like Mysteries of Tullywood, and we're doing it parallel with the film that we're doing in Afghanistan. But we're doing one which is called Art in a Time of War, and it's very, very interesting. Like, there's one artist one of the most famous young artists in Kyiv, and he does works which are like crushed metal. And, you know, there's two out in front of the opera house. And now, everything around the city looks like his work. So I'm going out with him tomorrow, and we're going to select some pieces, and we're going to, you know, he's going to make something for our exhibition from what has been destroyed, but make it something which is a thing of beauty, a work of art, Lord of the Rings. I don't know if it was synchronicity or the government did it, but everyone started seeing the Russians as orcs, and this is a fight between good and evil. So he wrote a beautiful poem and said, George, let's do a collaboration. So we took up a very big wall in Odessa. This is a time when Odessa was being rocket attacked and bombed. And it's in what's called the Greek Square, which is 500 years before BC. This was a colony of ancient Greece. So it was a place which was a forum for the Greeks 2,500 years ago. And we created this new work. Which we called Zed the Defiler, because, there's the Defiler in The Hobbit. And people came and watched, and then the wonderful thing was, Helen came in excited the next morning and saying, George, come and have a look. And a whole lot of, because we've taken our piece down, a whole lot of artists have put new work up there. So we created a new gallery space, so to speak, for this contemporary art. So we're very much part of, you know, the art community here. Yeah. I feel privileged to be part of it.
Yeah.
I see that. And the music community. Tell us a little bit about that, Helen.
Well, you know, Nick, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm looking at these static works, these wonderful works that you've got in your gallery. My work is ephemeral. I work in, you know, playing with reality in many ways. And just the act of being here, coming here, is our greatest act. It's been a great, it had a great impact on all sorts of people. So when we first arrived on the train and everyone was leaving, people were, you know, saying, aren't you worried? Aren't you, scared? And of course we were trepidatious about it, but we just felt absolutely driven. So we had moments like being on the train and this young female soldier came in and asked for our passports. It was incredibly strict in those very early days. And she said, oh, what are you doing? Why are you coming in to, you know, when everybody was leaving? We were at Shimshil Station. We said, well, you know, we're coming to stand and create our music and art with the people of Ukraine to fight this this enemy. And she was thrilled, you know. She said thank you, but the guy that she was with was skeptical and said, where are your instruments? And George said, well, Helen will sing for you. So I broke into song, and actually singing an Afghan song, because that was the first one that came to mind for some reason. And they just, they were in tears. They just, it was just so moving for them. You know, the other thing that George and I do with making of the films and being present in this situation is we connect to artists. We've started connecting artists from all over the world. So the people in Afghanistan are following the artists here. So all our actors in Afghanistan are following the poets and actors here in Ukraine, and also our people in South Side of Chicago. This is a war of truth and lies. And so we thought, let's create some kind of little golden arrow, like a mystical arrow with music that can pierce maybe a bubble in someone's conscience. And so I ended up doing something which is called interpolating, which I didn't know was a word. Del Bryant from the House of Bryant, whose parents wrote Love Hurts and Raining in My Heart, they were asking me to do a whole lot of new versions of their music, so I was really excited about that. And I was working on a version of Raining in My Heart in Australia, which somehow became Ukraine is in My Heart. And so we filmed it down on the first sort of day that all the tulips burst in Maidan Square. They burst into bloom. And after the grey, cold ghost town, listening to the sounds of Borodyanka and Irpin and Bucha being bombed, to go down to the square and start to see the first days of sunshine. And these tulips, the square was quite empty. It seemed like all the tulips bloomed for us.
Amazing. How is that affecting you emotionally?
Deeply, and I feel I've been changed as a human being. If there's something extraordinary about this situation, in that everybody has come out to volunteer. It's not like they're defending their lives, they're defending their homes. This is my beautiful material that I'm using.
Beautiful.
I'm creating a kind of a spiritual experience with material. I'm going to be wearing this and flowers. It's going to be rites of spring, armies of the fallen, calling on all the fallen heroes who were killed just in the square down from us in the Maidan in 2014 to come and help us, just as the armies of the fallen sort of seem to save the day in J.R.R. Tolkien's book based on trilogy based on the Nazis from the Second World War, I might add. So, speaking about how it's changed me, it's made me look deeply into what it is to intrinsically be human, and how in this situation human beings aren't turning on each other. They're uniting in the most touching and extraordinary way. I had the house cleaners and hotel workers from the first place that we stayed in sort of bursting into tears and hugging me when they heard my, Ukraine is in My Heart song, because I'm also speaking in Ukrainian language in that, and I'm learning a little bit. But it's made me, it's taken away, it's made me realize what is deeply important as a human being, and that is empathy. And the fight against this monster that is not an external thing, it is deeply human. Mm-hmm. So it's about, and also understanding the power of influence through creativity, because Putin has used that creativity and that power for evil, to mold and manipulate the Russian people. He's playing all sorts of games with psychology and people's sense of stability and spirituality with his, media stunts and total kind of, control of the media in Russia. He's subverting our truths, saying, oh, well, that, saying things about Bucha, that it was staged. I was there myself and I saw the dead people on the ground. I saw the people burned alive in their cars on the Irpin Bridge of Death. And I feel like we are really in the dawn of a new era where the world is united. great. And so yes,
the art therapist is that, as artists, we belong to a country which is art. So when we're here, everyone here, they know who Kandinsky is. Kandinsky had a huge influence on me when I was young. And he was Russian. He grew up in Odessa. But also they know who Jackson Pollock is and Matisse and Picasso and you know, the whole history of art. So we share that country.
We share that language.
So for that reason, we don't feel that we have come to a foreign country. We've come back together with our country, which is the country of artists, the country of culture. And all of them are saying, yes, this is a war about culture. This is about the freedom of expression. And when you ask about the impact on us, it's very worrying to think that artists may feel that if they come to a place like this, they'll go away with post-traumatic stress. And, I mean, the other day I was talking to someone and I said how I was worried that Helen had seen the dead bodies and children and stuff. And Helen turned around and said, no, I was not here to want to get rid of a dictator. So Anessa turned from very intellectual, obscure poetry, beautiful poetry, to what he called externalism. So the paintings that I'm doing here, and after I speak to you, I'm going out to finish these in the field in Borodyanka. They're not therapy. They're me saying that the reality that is here, if I can paint it, then I can bring something to it, then that's poetry and that's magic and it transforms it. What I've got to say is therapy for me is every night I write. And I remember when I was in, so, you know, the painting is not so much therapy, but the writing is. And I remember when I had my big show, Lives in the Balance, in South Africa, most of the audience were black Africans. You know, Mandela opened that show. And this wonderful teacher came in with a group of high school students. One of the students put their hand up and they said, Mr. Giddos, is the painting therapy for you? And before I could say anything, their teacher cut through and she said, and she didn't even know I wrote, she said, no, writing would be. And I said, yes, it is. And so, like, at Kibeo and Somalia and all those places, I actually crawl under a tank and I write, you've seen some of the writing. And yes, that really, it's like, I think there's a value in having a counsellor, you know, someone to talk to, a professional. Well, I've never had the value of that, but writing, I've got somehow or other, I get it out, and I can move on. It's the best therapy. I think that artists do something invisible that's not like the solid metal tips of bullets. And by doing the things that we do, I think that's an action to help bring about victory. And the beautiful thing at the moment is that we can smell victory in the air. And I think that's what your audience needs to know. And it's going to take a long while to restore this country, but we can smell victory in the air.
So I think that you get the sense that George and Helen Rose, they're, I mean, deeply committed when it comes to the artwork that they're doing. It's an incredible kind of thing that they're sort of working on, which I think is just amazing.
Сіднею для радіо СБС Тетяна Колдоненко.